I got a few things I want to say.
It's Monday, October 12th, 2009. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
The word now is seize the time.
This time, let me introduce the band members one by one.
You know, all that does is intensify rage.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Seize the time.
Please don't adjust that smile. Stow away on the ceiling. Please don't adjust that dial, hey. This radio has feelings, and I know you're the one with the answer. What makes him act so bad? And I know you're a wonderful dancer. What makes him act so bad? What did we do to him to make him act so bad? Did we say to him to make him say things like that? And I know you're the one with the answer. What makes him act so bad? And I know you're a wonderful dancer. What makes him act so bad? Is so transgressive. Hold up that dialing wand and show me what's so expensive. And I know you're the one with the answer. What makes him act so bad? And I know you're a wonderful dancer. What makes him act so bad?
It was a brand new song by Adam Green. Adam Green has a new album called Minor Love coming out at some point, and he leaked that song, What Makes Him Act So Bad, from the new record. It's a short song, it's a great song, and I thought it was a nice little song to open up the show with. You can download it for free off the internet. Look for links at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Up next, a band from France. They're called Air. I like Air a lot. We're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Sing Sang Sung, followed by Love, both from their new album Love 2, which just came out rather recently and is very good. It's almost all four-star tracks. It's not a whole lot of five stars or three stars. It's pretty much all four-star songs and a few five stars, including Sing Sang Sung, which is a great song. So check it out, Air, right now on Sounds in My Head.
With some exclusive photos released by ABC News this week showing the first family happily flying kites has infuriated millions with its unrestrained display of genuine affection. Are the Obamas woefully out of touch with the average unhappy American family?
Yes, they are.
I mean, the president really looks bad here. He's frolicking with Michelle while most of the country is trying to make it through one more day with their intolerable spouses.
And those children, they're healthy, they're cute, they're smart.
Even that dog looks too good.
And it is true that most Americans feel that being out of shape and being unhappy are core American values.
Stop flaunting how damn content you are, Obamas. We don't want to watch it.
But, you know, but I want a president that's smarter than I am, that hates himself less than I do.
Okay.
It provides a very important distraction, I think, from my own horrible empty life.
You know, this makes me miss the days of George Bush.
Oh, I mean,
he would stand 2 feet away from his mannish, dead-eyed wife, and all the while his daughters were out getting busted for underage drinking.
Now, those girls were slutty as my kids.
Yeah.
Hope and dread come piling on. It may With every passing day, the end draws near. true. I don't mind. There's a million other things that keep me up at night. Maybe it's not quite right, but we'll find out. Find out if it's true. I don't mind. There's a million other things that keep me up at night. Maybe it's not quite right, but we'll find out.
That was two songs in a row by New Jersey's own Yola Tango. That was first, Here to Fall, and second, If It's True, both from their brand new record, Popular Songs, which is quite good. It has a variety of sounds on it. A lot of it just sounds like Yola Tango. And then I think the first song, the Here to Fall, which I played, which is track one, I think it sounds kind of like Air, actually. So I wanted to put that on immediately following Air because, you know, I thought there was a little bit of a similarity there. So yeah, pretty good stuff. I like that new Yola Tango. Check that out if you hadn't already. All right, up next, the Chemical Brothers featuring the Flaming Lips. We're going to hear the song The Golden Path, which actually came out a few years back on their EP, The Golden Path. And it's just such a great song. Kind of sounds like Interpol with the Chemical Brothers and the Flaming Lips, which is somewhat true because it is at least the Chemical Brothers and the Flaming Lips. So it was also featured more recently, 2008, on their album Brotherhood. But anyway, this is pulled from their EP, which came out a few years back. But it's a great song, and I had forgotten about it and heard it recently on the radio, of all places. And I thought, you know, that's a great song. I should put that on my show. So here I am, right now, with the Chemical Brothers and the Flaming Lips and the Golden Path, right now, on The Sounds of My Head.
But hey, I guess you heard the big news today. The president won the Nobel Peace Prize. And Obama said today he will attend the ceremony in Oslo if he's not too busy with the two wars he's conducting. So, now, of course, as you might imagine, the conservative reaction has been pretty apoplectic. Yeah, the conservatives say the award represents everything they stand against: black people, foreigners, and peace. So, here's the thing I don't understand. Okay, Obama tried to get the Olympics last week for America and didn't, and the conservatives cheered. America didn't get the Olympics. Now, an American wins the Nobel Prize and they boo. You know, it's not any more fun to hate America if conservatives are gonna do it. It's like if your dad got into rap. I mean, fuck. And they have a point. I mean, you know, we are in two wars. And also, I thought it was very ironic that we won the Nobel Prize for Peace on the day we bombed the moon. I'm not kidding, folks. Today, we bombed the moon. Now, we were hoping to find water, but we probably hit an Afghan wedding.
Waiting for nothing to start. It's getting late. Why don't we call it a day? I could easily go for a drink. Watching you shrink. This isn't easy to say, but I'd like to get over. I'd like to get over you. Ooh-ooh-ooh. Never knew love was a fad. You pulled me bad. Wish you were easy to hate, but I'm stuck in the middle for now. Wondering how I entertain this debate.
Just long enough for me to tell you what I came up here to say.
Dinner for two lost its taste when I embraced all of your leftover bait. And I wish we had never gone stale, but who could tell your expiration date? Oh, I'd like to get over. I'd like to get over you. Ooh. Why did you
supposed to mean?
Just what I say.
I guess that I should have known. Throw the first stone if you feel perfect today. Oh, I'd like to get over. I'd like to get over you. Ooh.
New rule: if you Nobel people want to keep your prize legit, don't have Toby Keith perform at your awards concert. It's true, the entertainment for this year's Nobel Prize gala includes, yes, Cletus McFucknuts and his guitar. That's like saying, welcome, smart people, and now for an opposing view.
The doors will soon be closing and you'll wonder what's behind them. Who is watching you through tinted windows, pointing at your funny shoes? Which way will you choose to jump aboard and close your books? To take a second look where it's all gone. Yes, it just faded in the blinking of, oh, what is that? I hear another train arriving, one that's headed north.
laws all the time.
All the single ladies, 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 all the single ladies,
all the single ladies.
Watch your hands up, up in the club. I just broke up, doing my own little thing. Started to dip, and now you wanna trip, cause another guy noticed me. I'm up on him, he's up on me. Don't pay him any attention. Cried my tears for 3 good years. Can't be mad at me. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad once you see that he wants it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Oh, 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 oh. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Got gloss on my lips, a man on my hips, tighter in my Darion jeans. Acting up, drinking my cup, I can care less what you think. I need no permission, did I mention? Don't pay him any attention. You had your turn, now you're gonna learn what it really feels like to miss me. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad when you see that he wants it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Oh, 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 oh.
That was 3 songs in a row by the same band. They're called Pompalamoose, and Pompalamoose is from California. And the first 2 songs we heard were called Expiration Date and Twice as Nice, and they're from a release called Pompalamoose Video Songs. Then the 3rd song we heard was Pompalamoose doing a cover of Beyoncé's Single Ladies, which, such an odd choice of a song for them to do. They kind of sound like the Bird and the Bee, but like a little less electronic-y, I think. And they do a lot of, it's just these two, it's a couple, you know, and they do these great music videos for their songs. So I advise you to go to YouTube and do a little bit of pokey-clicky-searchy for the Pompalamoose. And, you know, there's a great video for the Single Ladies video, for instance. And you can download Single Ladies for free. The other stuff you can get in iTunes, or you can buy it directly from them on their MySpace page and stuff. So, you know, Pompalamoose, check them out. Pretty good. I like that sound. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Vampire Weekend, New York City Zone. Also, much like Adam Green did, they leaked a song from their forthcoming album. It comes out in January. It's called Contra, and they released the first track from it called Horchata. So check it out, Vampire Weekend with Horchata, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
In December, drinking horchata, I look psychotic in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, the pinch at your sandals. Horchata, look down your glasses at that aranciada. With lips and teeth to ask how my day went, boots and fists to pound on the pavement. Here comes a feeling you thought you'd forgotten, just to sit in sidewalks to watch. foot on my side door.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was Eat My Beat by Air. I also talked over Billy Joel's My Life as covered by Patty Simon and YMCA by the Village People as covered by Paul Corneo, both from Organ Grinder Pizza compilations, which I downloaded off the internet. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com or email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks on October 26th with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.